Adios and Chrissy's bun, huh?
Hello again and welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey, and with me as always is Landon and Jared. We're off to a great start because the first time we tried to do this, it fucking crashed on us. Well, on me. They were just sitting in a Discord call the entire time.
Yeah, we were talking about Tube Sucks.
Yes, they're talking about Tube Sucks.
That's all we're talking about.
What do you want from us?
Oh, fair enough. As always, we're going to kick off the show with the music we've been listening to this week. So, Jared, let us have it.
All right. This might be controversial to some of you.
Oh, no. God damn it.
We already almost got canceled last week. You can't do this again.
I love Ringo Starr's solo stuff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Fucking I love Ringo.
But my two songs for the week. My favorite Ringo Starr solo song. Acapella from I think it's his Goodnight Vienna album, but it's so funky, and you got Ringo. If you don't think that it's Ringo, if you don't think about his nose, it makes the song a lot better. And then my second one is Ringo Starr.
Wait. Is it I always
no,
fucking
O,
hate
it's OCC, pretty sure, like octopus.
Okay. Damn. Sure. Every time I try and spell acapella, it's spelled fucking stupid. Like, yeah. No space between the A and the capella. There is a space. There's an extra L. There's only one L. Now there's a fucking O because he's trying to do this whole octopus thing. God, fuck Ringo Starr. God damn it.
God. And then second song, same album. It's called the No No Song. I just found it. It was on my
I've heard that song in a long time.
Suggested playlist. I heard it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do Ringo Starr songs this week.
It's actually that album. I haven't listened to in a while. It's a pretty good album from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I love the album cover too. I forgot about the album cover.
Right, Landon.
Yeah, fucking Ringo Starr hang out with this 10-foot fucking metal man. Oh my god.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
So I have been listening to one band that I'm a big fan of. Daft Punk. Recently they split up, which I was very heartbroken about.
R.I.P.
Big fan of Daft Punk. Yeah. The one song I really like them is One More Time. One More Time. That's the wrong one. Sorry. Face to Face. Fucking banger. Banger. I don't know if I added both, but that's fine. The next song that I've been listening to is a complete 180. Nothing like it at all. Go, Jared. Oh, yeah. Go, Jared. Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Anyways.
For audio listeners, I was dancing.
So. Well, it's okay. Yeah, it's going to be for video listeners, too, because I forgot to switch the cameras back. So it was just you were dancing, and then Landon just going, Go, Jared. Go, Jared. Nodding his head.
That's okay. Second song.
The other song I've been listening to is Cane Sugar by the band Glass Animals.
S-U-G-A-H?
C-A-N-E-S-U or S-H-U-G-A.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's about it. It's most likely about cocaine, but that's fine.
No, it's about cane sugar.
Oh, cane sugar.
Yeah, cane sugar. But it's just got some really, really cool lyrics, and like there's like a synthetic voice that he does, and he does like a little melody with that. It's like super cool. Love that band. Right, Trey.
One of the songs that I came across this week was "Have You Found What You're Looking For" by Ashton Irwin. That was pretty interesting. And then let me quickly go through my banjo music playlist here.
That's a weird title. Go through my banjo.
Post Party Depression by Days and Days. I'll do another Days and Days one this week.
Speaking of banjos, I saw a meme on Facebook because I'm 50 years old. And it was like, There's been a break-in at Guitar Center in, like, Kalamazoo, Michigan. All inventory was accounted for, but there was one more banjo. Well, that was pretty good.
I you guys have seen that my fiasco of getting a banjo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then you're in for a treat. I want to learn how to play banjo. I haven't had time. I have a banjo, I just haven't had time to play. But when I didn't have a banjo, I was like, I'm going to get a banjo. I'm going to learn how to play it. So I got like a cheap banjo, I mean, on the cheaper side, like $200 off of Amazon. And I was like, cool. That'll be here a week, 2 weeks, you know, whatever. The day comes for this banjo to arrive. I'm super hyped. I'm like, I'm going to get this banjo. Let's go. And then a small box shows up at my door. And I'm like, well, is this an IKEA banjo? What the fuck is this? Why is it in a box so small? I open the box.
Build your own banjo.
Yeah, build your own banjo. I open the box, and in the box is a, like, canvas sack. Like a canvas tote. Small canvas tote. And I'm like, okay, well, now this is just really weird. I unzip the canvas tote. And inside this small canvas tote were two mallets, like two wooden mallets for like a fucking xylophone. And I'm looking at this and I'm just like, I want to know how the fuck somebody in an Amazon warehouse got this shit confused. It was like, it's like, cool, I got two mallets, $100 a piece. I'm going to fucking resell these mallets.
$200 mallets. Come and get it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, kid, I hope that you understand. These are fine, genuine oak mallets.
It's a genuine.
This wood genuine. In quotes, the, and then Amazon.
Yeah. The Amazon.
This enter obligatory 20s jazz musician. These were his mallets.
These were Frank Sinatra's mallets.
He had it his way, and so can you.
Amazon also had their way.
Yeah, Amazon also had their way.
So I like how we've had this bit running for like what, 2-3 weeks?
3 weeks now. So I was just like, okay, I guess I'll take these fucking mallets back and, like, I'll repackage these mallets and drop them off at a fucking UPS store so I can return these goddamn mallets. So it's like, got a banjo, though.
I have bad luck with instruments when it comes to Amazon. Like, to the point where, like, I refuse to buy a real instrument off Amazon anymore. Because one time, I really wanted a soprano sax. I was like, I already have an alto, tenor. Berries are way too expensive. I'm going to get a soprano. So I found one on Amazon for like $300. Because it was either that or a Nintendo Switch. As like, I think it was an early birthday gift. I'm like, I want a soprano sax. So I ordered it. It got to my house. Picked it up. And I was like, this feels a little weird. For one, there were like cobwebs on it. Like literal cobwebs. And it was in a closed case. And like in the like openings and stuff, it was just dusty and cobwebs. And then I was like, whatever. I'm like, I don't trust the reeds that came with it, so I bought my own and put it on. And when I played it, it was not making a good sound. I was like, well, okay, what's wrong? There were four different keys that were bent. I was like, that's not supposed to be like that. And then when I got them bent into a place where like a noise came out, and then when I tried to tune it, it was not in tune with the mouthpiece as far off as it could go. Like there was nothing I could do to get this instrument in tune. So I wrote a pretty scathing review.
Interview.
I interviewed
Jeffrey Bezos.
Plano sax.
And I was like, "What are you doing, man?"
Jeffrey Bezos.
But I never ever recommend buying instruments online. I always either recommend, even though I don't like Guitar Center way much better than buying online. I would rather go to like a local pawn shop or a music shop or something like that.
But long story short, like, returned like it, got a Nintendo Switch. So, but yeah, I'm with you. I have had good luck with Woodwind Brasswind, though. They're a pretty good online company. But yeah, any other time I've actually needed stuff for an instrument, I go to like Instrument Care Center or Guitar Ranch.
Yeah.
Didn't you work at Guitar Ranch?
Still do. Three, 4 years. Yeah. I used to work up front, but now I'm basically just doing teaching.
Don't have any good deals on guitars right now? I want an acoustic.
Are you looking for electric or acoustic? There are some bomb ass electric guitars, Tajima guitars. It's like a Fender knockoff or whatever, but they're super great guitars. I low key kind of want one, and they're like under $400.
Here's the deal. I got an electric guitar in like a starting box type thing with like a book. It's like it's a Dean electric guitar.
Okay, no,
not that good, but no, it's small, and my finger tips are too wide that when I try to press down a chord, I touch the other chords. So I want an acoustic guitar that has a bit wider of a neck. I think I'll be fine.
If you want like a really wide neck, go with the classical guitar. I know it's like, but isn't that for classical? No, people play classical guitars as regular.
I'm gonna put nylon strings. Goth
Babe, super good. But yeah, they have nylon strings. You can also replace it with electric or with regular acoustic strings. You should be fine. You just gotta make sure that the bridge is a little bit higher. I recommend a classical because their necks are like super fucking wide and shit, so
that's what I needed. Thank you. You just kicked off our band. We're gonna have three guitar players. We'll be a guitar orchestra.
Fucking beautiful.
Guitar orchestra stuff always shows up on my Spotify suggested, like classical guitar or like old Spanish guitar, like
Sonata. Like Andre Segovia. I fucking love that guy. Actually, I have his greatest hits in my car. I fucking love that dude. That man is a myth and a legend.
Oh yeah, let's talk about this. What's the weirdest CD you've ever played in your car? Trey knows mine. We're going to ancient technology. What CDs do you have?
I think the weirdest might be like those. Did you ever you had like those tuning CDs, right? Like the for like fifth grade band. Yeah. For like the play along with this piece, and then it would play it, and you'd have to play along. Yeah. I had the essential elements. And so, but for whatever reason, it ended up in my car, and I'm like one day, like as a joke, I had somebody with me. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking play this CD. So like wherever we were going, we were just listening to the Essential Elements training DVD.
That's book one, amazing. Number 152, School Spirit. I played that song so many times.
For me, okay, so there's two of them. One of them, I had a whale sounds. I found that a whale or something. So I would just listen to whale sounds or whatever on my way to work for like 20 minutes. The other one, though, it's a lot funnier. So my mom is a really big fan of Harry Potter, and she's read all the books, and she's seen all the movies and shit like that. When I was a kid, every time we would go somewhere, she would just put she burned all of the audiobook audios, fucking files or whatever.
Yeah.
Onto empty discs. So we had like a stack for each book this big because they're like cheap, empty discs or whatever. So they can only hold so much storage or whatever. So it would be like 5-10 minutes. And obviously the discs aren't made to hold that much, so you know, you would like it would randomly cut off in the middle of a sentence and stuff like that. And my favorite part was at the very end of one of the chapters. It was when in Goblet of Fire, spoilers, Cedric Diggory fucking dies, right? And there's a scene where the father runs over crying and shit like that. And it's basically, I think, for verbatim what the movie was. And whoever did the audiobook did a splendid job by being the most dramatic fucking dude possible. By going, "No, my son! He's my son! He died!" It, like, that would just repeat. That's, that It was literally like just that over and over and over and over again. Like we would just, and like every time we go through a drive-thru, we would turn it down. So it's just like a tiny little English man going, my son, he died.
Like, it's welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
No, my son, my boy. Yeah, my boy. I remember just sitting in my car going, you know.
All right. So, Trey has experienced it firsthand.
Uh-huh.
I call it my mission music. In my old Ford Explorer, I used to have, it was like a CD-ROM type thing that came with some ancient, like, Pirates of the Caribbean video game thing. And it wasn't even music from Pirates of the Caribbean. It was, like, video game pirate music. And yeah. It was, like, just shanties. And there's one that goes so fucking hard, you don't even understand. Like, I'd roll my windows down at 10 o'clock at night, turn that up, and then speed down the road to get where I was going. When I got a new car, pretty much. I can only read one CD at a time. So that's the only one I have in my new car. But, and then I also have, I bought Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword for the Wii, and it was the 25th anniversary. And in that, they had a CD with the soundtrack of the video game on it, and it's amazing. It's one of my favorite like music soundtracks for a video game. But that's another good one. I have like the exact tracks that get me so hype. And Great Fairy Fountains on there. That one's always relaxing. So yeah, those are my CDs.
They're beautiful.
I was gonna say, if we broaden it to weirdest thing ever played in your car, I think Jordan's graduation with you, Quentin, and I driving down Main Street blasting the Star Wars main theme from Episode 5.
So that was the drive-through graduation last year, and as soon as because they lined up all along that quarry road out by the hospital,
yeah,
and as soon as the car started moving, I was like, okay, let's get this started so everyone hears it. And we played it while we were moving at like 5 miles an hour down Main Street. We played it so much that my Spotify Wrapped that year had Star Wars main theme as my number one listened to song for 21 times in a row. It was like, yeah, this is the most you played it in one day. It was like 21 days, like June 6th or whatever date it was. And it's like, that was literally the only day I ever played it. And it shot up to the top of my list.
That's fucking amazing.
That's so funny.
That was such a good time, though. We were like, well, I don't know if Trey and Quentin were, but I was screaming at everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, you dare! Yeah!
As always, it's kind of like, you're the one with the energy. I'm just like, oh my god, I'm done.
We had balloons tied to my car, and then we ended up driving down Main Street to go to the car wash to get the window paint off my car. And like, I think it was two of the three balloons ended up ripping off my car and just going somewhere on Main Street.
Yeah.
Because we had a bunch of Jordan's like nicknames. And we had his D&D stuff on my car.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That's something else we need to like find time to do at some point, is do some like small campaigns again. I miss playing D&D.
Not next week, but the week after, before Black Widow comes out.
That'd be done.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So, I forgot to mention this last week, but last week was E3. Were there any big things that you guys had? Have either of you watched the E3 event?
I'm going to be real with you, I've never watched any E3 event.
Okay. Thank you for the resub web for 3 months. Like that.
Fuck yeah, Landon.
Keep it like that. It's not worth it. You just want to wait after. It's a fucking...
Didn't they have a trailer for Breath of the Wild 2 and everyone was super disappointed?
I didn't see it. I heard about Breath of the Wild 2, but I haven't seen like anything about it. I haven't watched it. I didn't watch the Nintendo Press. The only one I watched was Xbox, and I think whatever was before.
Okay, but Avatar 2, Winter 2014.
It's gonna be a good one.
So Trey, what was that reaction?
So Will resubbed, which again, thank you, Will. But like, I don't know if it came through on stream, but on my end, my PC kind of freaked out because go figure, that's that kind of night tonight. But it like froze, and all of a sudden I got the resub alert, so like the boo doo doo doo. I was like boo doo 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 doo. It played like 5 times, and I have no idea why.
Weird.
Just really excited
to reset. I was like, "Cool, didn't miss that alert."
But yeah, the two biggest ones is obviously Starfield and Halo. Mm-hmm. I am really, really excited for Halo Infinite.
I was like, I didn't see anything about Starfield, but I did watch the multiplayer trailer last night.
It looks so good. It looks so good. I am so good. It looks so good. Starfield didn't really have much anything. It was more like a teaser trailer. They didn't have any gameplay, but they did show like when it's like coming out or whatever, which I think it said like November. I don't know if it was next year or this year, but Halo coming up this year. Oh, it looks so good. The multiplayer looks good. They showed a landscape shot of the campaign. That looks mm-hmm. good. All of it looks so good.
Yep.
One that I was like, I've been following this one for a while. I think it's called Atomic Heart or something like that. I've been following that game for a year or two now, and then they showed it, which I was kind of surprised because I haven't heard anything since then. But that one looks really sick. I love this new fascination that all like game devs have right now of like a dystopian Russia, because there's like 6 new fucking dystopian Russia games that are coming out. Like Stalker 2 is coming out. There's another one, but Atomic Heart looks really fucking sick. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like 50-60 mod style. And you're like, it's almost like Bioshock, but if it was Russia and it was in like this weird like horror carnival science lab. I don't know how to fuck to explain it. It's so weird. It's so weird. It reminds me a lot of Bioshock. And I'm really excited for it. I've been following that for a while.
I respect the people who are like diehard Bioshock fans, but I got like all the Bioshock games for free for like PS Plus one time, and I just couldn't get into them. I think I started on the wrong one or something. I felt like I was
Which one did
thrown.
You start on?
You start at like a lighthouse or something like that, and then you end up in this like utopia city type thing in the clouds.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was.
Oh, wait, in the clouds?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's the third one.
Okay, I started with Bioshock 3.
That was Bioshock Infinite. I like it. A lot of people don't. You want to start with the first one, though. The first one is the best, in my
opinion. Who would have
thought?
Imagine that being a Bioshock. I like all of them. I even like 2. A lot of people do not like 2, but I think 2 is great. But the first one is definitely the best one. So if you ever have the chance, just play through it. It's so good. Like, I love the story. I love the gameplay of it. It's everything about it. It's just a very excellent game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really into like just single player like adventure type games like that. Mm-hmm. But I think what gets me is first person versus like over the shoulder view. I think that's what makes a game for me. Because like I just notice it in the games that I really enjoy versus the ones that are like okay, but I'm not a huge fan of. You know, mm-hmm. like I think that's why I couldn't really get into Fallout, because it was like first person and just felt like weird to me. Mm-hmm. And then
that one, I think, can't you change the perspective?
I think so, but like it just felt like it was designed to be first person. You know,
like third person. I just forgot.
It's the same with Skyrim, like. I feel like Skyrim's a lot better in first person, but if you play it in third person, it can be a little weird just with the mechanics of like fighting. But then like God of War, Phoenix Rising, those ones are naturally third person.
Yeah. Yeah, I personally love, I don't really have a preference wise first person or third person. then again, I don't really have that much experience with, like, I mean, I play, like, a lot of, like, JRPGs, like what I said before. Those I'm a big fan of, and a lot of those are, like, third-person or over-the-shoulder. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, the RPGs I play, like Skyrim, BioShock, all yeah. those are typically first-person. So I don't really have a preference. I like them all.
I just, like, I don't get into super grindy games. Like, I don't get me wrong. I love Skyrim and Fallout, but the reason I love Skyrim and Fallout is because I mod them. And then, like, I play Skyrim in God mode and just have so much fun.
mm-hmm. Well, the nice thing about BioShock, you don't grind. That's not...
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you unlock new stuff the further you go on, but it's not mm-hmm. like you have to, like, grind and sit.
Yeah.
Really, the only grinding you have to do is what they call the atoms or whatever, which you collect from the little sisters or whatever, so you can get, like, more shit. But those aren't necessary. You don't have to do those. Those are options. So
I'll give BioShock a second chance when I get back home.
I recommend it. Start with the first one. Again, if you don't like it, then you probably won't like the other ones. But I would definitely go 1, 2, 3. I mean, that makes sense, but...
really, would you know? I'm more of a fan of 2, 3, 1, actually.
Yeah, I like the machete right, order.
But if you really want to watch the Marvel movies in chronological order...
So to watch Star Wars...
Honestly, that's what I hate about the new Elder Scrolls games and the new Fallout game. You hate what? That it's
first person? That it's that's grindy.
Oh.
They're making a new Elder Scrolls game, aren't they? I was like, they're making a new Elder Scrolls, aren't they? Wasn't that just announced recently?
Well, they announced it last ETH, like the year before.
Okay.
Or the year before that, one of the two. They didn't show anything, but they did mention that the Almighty, whatever his name is, at fucking Bethesda,
Scott 16 Howard.
Times the detail. That guy.
I think it was a few years ago because I remember them announcing it's Elder Scrolls 6, right? That's the new one.
Yeah,
I remember them like announcing it and then doing Elder Scrolls Online, and that's
so it might have been 3 years ago. It might have been,
I think it was three because I remember if you guys know Alex Miller, I remember him mm-hmm. talking about it, and that's the only way I would have thought about it because he was a year ahead of me.
I was like, I've only recently started seeing, like, I've gotten ads for it recently now, so I was like, it's like, oh, they're hyping it up.
Yeah, they literally just said, hey, we're working on it. That's all they said. They didn't show anything.
Yeah. Hey, the thought is there. What happens now? Who knows?
hey, at least they didn't release it and then immediately give a release date, or announce it and then give a release date.
True.
I really do hope they do not fuck it up, man. I love Bethesda, even though they're kind of a shitty company and shitty morals, and kind of they've been using the same engine since fucking 1932, and stuff like that.
Yep,
and
Fallout 1, Fallout 4, exactly the same game.
But they're running a whole new engine now, which is good for Starfield. I'm gonna say that they're probably gonna use the same engine for
Will's getting
angry. He is getting probably because I said Fallout 1 and Fallout 4 are the same. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
I want to do more co-op horror games. We talked about that recently. I want to play some. I've never played like actual scary games. I really wanted to play Phasmophobia, but I just never bought it.
Well, I was saying, Maggie just said. Maggie just said there was a new update. I don't know. I'd be down to do it once Halloween comes out. And perhaps that's something we could do for
Halloween
Car Crash Productions.
Yo, when does Halloween release with you?
I know what I said. Update? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I know what I said. We're moving past it.
When's the 31st update coming out? Come on, guys.
We're going to get the Halloween release. Game? And then the Halloween update.
What was that called? I forget what I sent in.
Devour?
What?
Devour?
Yeah. I saw that on my recommended on Steam. And it wasn't expensive, I don't think.
Well, what was that one that I think it was Ryder suggested a long time ago? It was called like SVP Laboratories or
something. Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We tried playing that.
Yes, we did.
It's more or less. Okay, so like there's a single player version, which that's definitely more of a horror game. The multiplayer version, that's more of a role playing game. So yeah. You can make it scary, but you can also make it really fucking funny.
I was saying, when we played it, I just followed Ryder around, had no idea what was going on, and then Brendan came in with a gun, and that's about all I remember.
Yeah. It's a weird experience, and you need, like, a large group of people to do it. Like, I would recommend, like, at least 8 people plus, just because there's so many different factions. Like, there's, you know, the prisoners, and the scientists, and then the, I think it was called the...
All right, here's what we have to do. Whenever the next Call of Duty game comes out, we all need to buy it and get really grindy in Call of Duty.
So pretty much what we did with Overwatch.
Let's do it. Overwatch 2 is coming out, what, like this fall?
Yeah.
Next year. Wasn't it pushed to next year? I don't remember.
It's soon, but I don't know. It's goddamn.
Did you say to me, you shit?
But yeah, Overwatch 2, I never played that GTFO game.
GTFO is pretty fun. That's really difficult, especially when your group doesn't want to cooperate. That's very difficult. I think it was Cody, Ryder, and AJ, and I played that, and that was rough when we weren't cooperating. But it's very fun.
I mean, it is 20% off right now. There's also that new Left 4 Dead copy that's coming out too. That was another game.
Back 4 Blood.
Back 4 Blood, yeah.
Yep.
That one looks pretty cool. And then there's another one where it's another Left 4 Dead knockoff, but it's mainly about vampires.
Oh, I was gonna say, is that World War Z? But no.
No. That's another one we should play. World War Z.
There's a lot of like Left 4 Dead. Not clones coming out or that have come out recently.
Yeah.
Redfall, Bloodfall, Will says in chat. I'm not familiar with the vampire one, so.
Yeah, I saw it. Is that what's called? Redfall? Yeah, I saw the teaser or whatever for it on E3. Yeah, Redfall. It's like it's a new co-op adventure coming to Xbox and PC. That's all it says. Right.
I googled Overwatch 2 and one of the suggested searches is Overwatch Dead 2021? No,
it definitely is dead. We're literally standing
on one. It's the developer for Overwatch. Is it Jeff Kaplan? I think that's who does it.
Yeah, he just left. Man,
I just want to shut down Overwatch servers, and like we have these 6 people, and they just won't stop.
They just don't stop.
They're the that's only like,
every fucking Saturday they're there.
There's yeah, a few that articles that there. One in Evolved Mommy, they're always on.
I completely forgot about that.
There's multiple articles that are like Overwatch 2's 5v5 setup has. Long-term players questioning.
Oh, I was gonna say that's right. That one is 5v5.
It's gonna be so interesting, just because like all the professional teams that are already with 6 players.
Yep. It's like you gotta go. You gotta get cut.
Okay, intern.
Okay, intern.
Another one.
Over, like a release date.
Another. It's really funny, but also really scary at the same time, is The Forest. I played that with Jer for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of people give it a lot of shit, but I think it's really fun, especially when like you dedicate your time to it. And God, I remember I played it with him, and we fell in this cave, and there was like this weird like mutant fucking creature with like 6 arms and a fucking gross-ass body, and like I just was like. Like I was freaking the fuck out, and I couldn't. Like I was literally, I couldn't breathe.
Mm.
And that's $7.99.
I'll say I have that one too, because like, Wemmy, Maggie, Riley, and I think Mitch wanted to play it, and then it was like I got it, and then just like they play so late.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll play by myself. I enjoy the shit out of that game though. It's a great game.
Yeah, so that's another. Yeah, there's definitely tons of options.
Caves and Cliffs update for Minecraft. Pretty good. Pretty good update. Been playing the shit out of that recently. The Caves and Cliffs update. The new update that just came out.
Is it the whole update? I was told that they only did a portion.
So it's like a two-part. So the next part comes out sometime soon. But yeah, there's like a portion of it. But it's like this portion adds up a lot of the big features. So like new blocks, new ores, new ore spawn stuff, new animals. This was a hefty update. Goats, yeah, goats are in this one.
If it makes you happy, I will buy the Java version of Minecraft. So we can play Minecraft.
Please. That's what we've been asking.
I'm going to share that story with the stream.
Yep.
I bought Minecraft, and I didn't know if I was supposed to get Java or Microsoft, so I just got Microsoft because I was running Microsoft. I'm like, that makes sense. And then we go to play it. I don't find the server, and like, oh, shit. Are you on Java or Microsoft? I'm like, Microsoft, and like, fuck! And I'm like, well, like, it's not a big deal, blah, blah. They all have it. They all have it, because they had it on Xbox.
We do.
And they complain because they don't want to play
Microsoft. It sucks. Honestly,
honestly, it's not that different. It's not that different.
It's not Minecraft different. It just sucks.
Math is math.
It sucks. I hate every time I try and play it. I do not like it. Just feels off.
I mean, but like, not really. It really doesn't.
In my opinion, I hate playing it. Which my opinion is right. Every time I try and play it, I do not have a good time.
I mean, I'll buy it. I have GTA on 4 different platforms, so PS3, PS4. Epic Games and Steam.
Dylan did just too. So when you get back, Dylan wants to do some GTA. He set up a deathmatch minigame, like the police chases that we had done during the last stream. He set up an actual game, like an actual game type for that. Yeah.
Two people are cops and one's trying to get away. No, that'll be fun.
He wants to do like a role play aspect to it a little bit, but for the most part, it's just what we were doing anyway. So he wants to try that out when you get home and able to play GTA again.
Yeah, I should be free every night next week, except when we're doing stuff. So
cool.
How many people can say that? I'm literally just like looking at co-op horror games now.
I saw him trade on Wednesday about how Monday and Tuesday was Prime Day. I got an absolute haul from Amazon. He's waiting for me. I can't wait.
Oh, have you guys seen Windows 11?
Nope.
No.
It's literally just a Mac. It's literally just a Mac.
Perfect.
Yeah, like, they're no longer going to have the whole... I think they're getting rid of Cortana.
Thank God. Who uses that?
Yeah.
No one. Which it was a cool gimmick.
Get rid of Microsoft Edge while they're at it.
Edge now is actually pretty good because they've changed Edge. The new Edge is a Chromium-based browser. So, like, basically the same technology for Chrome.
Google Chrome.
They're getting rid of Internet Explorer, and they're mainly going to be using Edge. They're getting rid of Paint 3D. God, though!
I use that all the time. That's what I take notes on for school.
They're getting rid of the snipping tool and replacing it with the snip and sketch or whatever it is. But they're making it light because it's going to be installed automatically. Now all of the icons, like in your toolbar, is now going to be in the middle.
I'm also like okay a Mac. That. I like that.
Like a Mac. So it's going to be a little weird.
But, I mean, with Mac, you can still put stuff on your screen, so.
Yeah. Let me see. What else is there? Oh, you can now use Android apps. Which is, I guess, kind of cool.
Wait, like, you can run Android apps? Mm-hmm. That's actually very cool.
Yeah. New window. I'm just looking at the...
The look on Trey's face was how I was feeling. Man, I love Microsoft. I use Microsoft, but man, they do some fucking stupid shit with all their products.
Yeah, they do. They're stupid. They're getting rid of Skype. I've been trying to do that for a while.
But I mean, that's no longer they're installed. Pushing Teams really hard now. So
yeah, they're doing Teams. Xbox Game Pass is going to be a lot better on it, apparently, for some fucking reason.
Well, for like the Windows Store games that you can get with Game Pass.
Yeah, I'm trying to see for like. Like if there's just a
Windows 8 anyone? Windows 8 was a footnote in the Windows updates. Like that was your gateway from 7 to 10. That's all Windows 8 was.
I was watching The Flash, and in season 4, there's a 4 episodes in a row where it just zooms in on them using like a Mac, Windows like Surface laptop.
Yeah,
and it's just so fucking goofy because the camera starts with the Microsoft logo and then pans out. It was so, like, wow, they could have made their product placement a little more subtle.
No. Windows Surface, buy it.
Bill Gates left, and now they don't know how to handle themselves. They're throwing parties.
Oh, bye, Jared.
So it says, one of their new mantras that they're going for, this website literally says mantra, is all in on gaming. That's funny. That's it, man.
All right, we're going to buy the Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Man, that's 100% why I want a new graphics card. It's like, I just want to play fucking the new Flight Sim and everything. Damn, it looks good.
It says it's going to be having features like auto HDR, which uses computer intelligence. Mm-hmm. To make everything dark. That's literally all this. apparently it's gonna be free too. This
I would say it's free. It's a free update, it looks like.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it looks clean. It looks nice, but yeah. It's just a weird thing, is it'll be nice, but having all the widgets in the middle, I think that's gonna be weird.
I was gonna be able to handle it.
Yeah.
If that's the case, would you kindly strip all this clunky bullshit from Windows? Yeah, they've got a lot of they have a lot of shit on their computer that they don't need.
Yeah,
like they could. Please don't. It's already in sad shape. it's chugging.
I really hate this new thing that all companies are doing. I think it's illegal too, but they're like literally purposefully adding shit onto older computers that is completely unnecessary. Therefore, makes like. Older computers, like, absolutely. Not be able to work.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of Guitar Ranch, that was a big problem. We tried using Windows, Microsoft Word. Literally impossible. It's an older computer, you know, because they're older people, so they're not going to understand. So we had to use, like, this weird, like, SkyNote fucking knockoff that probably gave us a shit ton of viruses on it.
I mean, the music tech lab at the high school, it was all Macs, but it still used Microsoft Word, but could only run Microsoft like 2011. And that's what you had to use for anything. And it was awful, especially after the 2016 update for Microsoft that made it a lot better than it was.
Fucking ridiculous. That shit shouldn't be legal. Fucking, I think Apple got in trouble for doing that because they were starting to slow down older phones, but... I mean,
they still do it though. That's the thing. Like, forced obsolescence is just that's just like prime for tech. Like, one thing goes out, something else is gonna stop working.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right. Well, we have closing remarks. This has been a very technical episode.
It has been this episode. Yeah.
I was going to say, I do want to say before we go, so talked about it last week, hinted it last week, like I want to talk to them. We are going to try and put the Car Crash Productions channel, we talked about that way back in the Anything and Everything days, a lot of videos on there with the Life Tips with Trey and whatnot. It's been sitting dormant, so we are going to try and bring life back into it. We don't have a whole lot of ideas yet. But we're gonna try. We're gonna fucking give that thing CPR, mouth to mouth, anything it takes. Maybe not that.
Don't worry about it.
But also, there is a Car Crash Productions TikTok. So you want to follow that? Well, I'm going to try and post moments from clips, from like stream clips and stuff like that, edited on that as well. But yeah, we're going to try and put more content out. We like making this stuff, so we're going to try and house it somewhere that's not just me, it's not just my channel, somewhere branded.
Oh yeah, baby. This is what I'm doing after college. Yeah. We're going to start making money off this.
Yep. That's all I wanted to say.
Honestly, I could claim that as my internship. Yeah, I'm interning for Car Crash Productions, unpaid, and just do that for like 4 hours a day.
There you go.
Are you an intern or we're all interns.
We're all interns. So who owns the company? All of us.
Yeah, we also own the company. Who's your producer? We are also the producers.
Yeah, 100% legit. That's how that stuff starts.
Yep.
Like, I have one professor who he literally had, like, 4 different audio production companies because he just starts companies and they work and they all focus on one specific thing. And he's getting 4 sources of income. Like, that's how this works. We have Car Crash Productions as the umbrella, and then we have Idiosyncrasies, we have, like, Impulsive Breakdowns, and then whatever comes out of that.
Pyramid scheme, I got it.
Pyramid scheme.
We need 3 more sources. Get it to me by Monday. Get 3 more people, and we'll give you a bonus.
There you go.
Economics.
But yeah, so keep an eye on that channel. I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes to that channel. And that should also be in my info cards on the if you're watching live right now for the YouTube channel. So go check that out.
Next week, 4th of July special. We will be switching our show to Saturday evenings instead of Friday evenings because that just works better for everyone.
And do we want to... So we'll have to... Maybe we'll talk logistics off, but do we want to do that episode earlier since it's more of a special? If we can do it earlier, if not, that's fine.
Landon said he was free Saturday night and Friday after work for like prep, so I think we'd be...
Literally any after 5.
But okay. If we like test your equipment on Friday and then you decide you want to film it separately, that works, especially with you having issues with streaming. I was telling Landon while you were trying to fix your computer that this could be just an unstreamed show and then
post it later
to record and then edit. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, if we have to do that, then we have to do that. Yeah. And we can just premiere it on a later day and like premiere it on stream. But
yeah, and then Landon likes the chat interaction though, so we would be losing that aspect.
Sure. I would say, yeah, Landon reads this chat more than anybody. So if you're in chat, Landon's gonna see it. Nothing gets by him.
it'll encourage our viewers and listeners to leave us suggestions for topics to talk about. We'll talk about literally anything. I do not care. Nope. Ask us anything that you can think of.
All right, well, that's going to be it. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to watch. Sorry for the late start. Had some problems, but hopefully those will be resolved. Goodbye, everybody. See you guys next week. Next Wednesday will be a double feature of Liking Wholesome Breakdowns because of the problems this week. So get ready for that. What is happening? Jared, stop it. Anyway, Jared, take us out.
Idiosyncrasies.